MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, November 10, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Warren. Today's headlines, North Shore commemorates Veterans Day.
I'm Bill Newell. And later in sports, details on a big volleyball match later this afternoon here on the North Shore. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:50 a.m. and 9:14 p.m. Governor Mara T. Healey yesterday filed legislation to increase benefits, modernize services, and promote inclusivity for Massachusetts veterans. We have information below on our North Shore Today post. This was the governor speaking yesterday in Braintree.
This is Veterans Week, and it's a time to honor military service and reflect on the sacrifices that our veterans have made that make our life today possible. And as I look out in this room and I see the men and women in uniform, those who've served, I am so moved by your presence, and I just want to thank you for what you have done and what you continue to do and for being here today. I remember my grandfather served in the Army, and he always recounted his experiences in World War II. My uncle is Vietnam era, and you know, through them and through folks who have meant a lot to me in my life as mentors and as friends who served, I see their faces in all of you. And I'm a little girl again standing in our town common for Memorial Day parade, a different event, but each year I remember.
Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey. This year, Veterans Day falls on Saturday. That's tomorrow, of course. Today, public schools, libraries, and post offices will be closed. There are events scheduled for today and tomorrow on the North Shore to commemorate Veterans Day. In Beverly, the Veterans Service Office invites all Jubilee veterans to a light lunch, cocktail, and informational session from 3 to 8 p.m. today at City Hall, 93 Herrick Street. Beginning Saturday, Gloucester will join Salem and Beverly as cities allowing free parking for veterans. A new ordinance waives parking fees for disabled veterans or any veteran whose vehicle bears distinctive number plates, including branch of service or military award. In Peabody, there will be a ceremony at City Hall Saturday morning at 11. Salem will also feature an event Saturday morning at 11. This will take place at Salem High School, featuring the high school band, Mayor Dominic Pangelo, and other elected leaders. In Marblehead, the Council on Aging will host a Veterans Breakfast on Saturday at 9 a.m. and a ceremony at Abbott Hall at 10 a.m. The City of Newburyport will commemorate Veterans Day tomorrow with a series of events. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
And then our Veterans Day ceremony, which is led by our Veterans Coordinator, Kevin Hunt, we will start here at City Hall at 11 a.m. We meet up at the Bartlett Mall at 10:30 with other elected officials and other veterans, and we march down from Bartlett Mall, down Green Street, get here at City Hall, and then we start at 11 o'clock, and then we do a little march through town to the Veterans Cemetery at the bottom of Pond in Auburn Street. But it would be great if you're around. Come out. It's Saturday. Like I said, 11 o'clock start. It would be great to see a lot of Newburyport residents out and honor our veterans, because it is such an important holiday. There's so many cool veterans memorials around the city that you can check out as well. I do this with my family every year with the great history that Newburyport has. It's such a great idea to honor our veterans who have participated in so many different branches of service here in the city, but also, you know, a lot of conflicts over the centuries as well. So
Newburyport City Hall will be closed today. And again, those events are Saturday in Newburyport. The Danvers Veterans Council will conduct a ceremony tomorrow at 11 at the Danvers High School Auditorium. Navy veteran Thomas Moore will be the guest speaker. And the Swampscott Senior Center on Essex Street will host a breakfast at 9 on Saturday morning, and there'll be a ceremony at Monument Avenue at 11 a.m. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The number one seeded Ipswich volleyball team, 20-0, has won two straight matches in the MIAA D4 tournament, beating Mashpee and Oxford, both 3-0. On Friday, the two-time defending champions will be hosting Hamilton Wenham, the number eight seeded team, now 17-5 on the season. They, too, are coming off two playoff wins, Monument Mountain and Nantucket. Hamilton Wenham coach Mark Toriano on some of his key players he'll be counting on in today's match.
I mean, I think it really all starts with our setter, Hannah Suriel. I mean, looking at the numbers, our set distribution was about as equal as you could ask for. So, you know, we were not over-relying on one thing, which honestly most of the year we have been. But today was not the case that we was really getting everybody involved relatively equally. And, our hitting numbers as a team were far and away better than what they've been, where, you know, really minimal errors, but yet still being really aggressive as well. That's the outside, that's the middles, that's coming out of everywhere. So, I mean, on the outside, Maddie Wilson and Morgan Edna were both just really aggressive yet efficient. In the middle, I mean, Gabby Campbell's been phenomenal for us all year, and she was really good blocking today, too. I think she had three or four blocks. And then a couple games ago, we started playing Grace Harris, who's a freshman in the middle at the other middle spot. And she had five kills, no errors on 11 swings. And then she had three or four blocks as well. And, I mean, for a freshman to come in and be able to do that, like, holy cow. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, Coach. Here it comes now. Now, Ipswich plays, is it Oxford next on Tuesday?
Correct.
Okay, and you're in the same bracket, and you get the winner of that game. And I just want to ask you about what you talked about being battle-tested. You know, Ipswich is loaded. We know that, you know, the championships and so on and the legacy. And what's incredible, another 3-0 game. I mean, they have, I think, 17 or 18 of them now. Excuse me. So where you guys are battle-tested, I mean, is there a strategy like, you know, in football, it's like, well, we need to hold on to the ball and keep it away from the other team. If you can extend Ipswich, you've played them. So tell me about the strategy and how this game looms for you guys.
Yeah, it really is kind of an interesting scenario there where, assuming that, you know, Ipswich takes care of business on Tuesday evening, then it'll be the third time we see them this year. So on the third time you see somebody, I mean, you know what they do, and they know what you do, and mm-hmm. I mean, it just kind of comes down to who can play their game better, you know, who can really utilize their strengths and maximize their strengths while also exploiting the other team's weaknesses and kind of limiting what the other team does well and is mm-hmm. wanting to do for you. And, you know, one thing that I say all the time, and, you know, I've said this on both ends of this, is that it's really hard to beat a team three times in a year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've been on the side where we've beaten a team a couple times, and the third time, it's always a battle. And I've seen the reverse, too, where, you know, we've been on a team who's maybe lost to somebody a couple times in the regular season, but that third time in the state tournament, you finally are able to get over the hump. So it's it's really a challenge on both ends. Because, like you said, I mean, Ipswich has had a phenomenal season. I mean, they've had a phenomenal run the past few years. They're really solid all the way around, and you know, they're the one seed for a reason. You know, they're a very good team. And, you know, with that, it is very hard to beat a team three times in a year. Mm. And, you know, thankfully, we have a little bit of a break. We have a few days to really, you know, one, kind of look at our game today and hopefully fix a couple things and get better in some areas, but also really, really work on putting together the game plan. Hopefully it's a really, you know, sound game plan for what will most likely be Ipswich so that we can come in and, hey, just compete our butts off and hopefully give them a good fight.
Hamilton Wenham volleyball coach Mark Toriano. Then there's Ipswich volleyball coach Stacey Lawrence. She will be relying on her captains and a few more key players.
Yeah, so I would probably say to start, I have two senior captains who have been playing for the whole season. I had one that was out for an injury. But they, Ella Stein and Tessa Flynn, have been doing a great job in terms of like keeping the team united and kind of, you know, being that senior leader. They've both been starters since they were sophomores, both key roles in that first tournament win and then last year's as well. And so just being able to have their experience and have their leadership has been really, really huge for us, especially Tess being able to come in with energy. She runs a really fast offense very well, and I put a lot of pressure on her, and she definitely rises to that occasion. Sophie DiGrappo, who was my other senior captain, who unfortunately experienced an injury against Hamilton our first time around, is finally back and ready to play, and she keeps the team fired up, and she's done a really, really good job despite her injury for and being out for 6 weeks, staying involved and staying engaged in what the team is needing from her and kind of, you know, giving her support continually through that. I also got juniors Claire Beletta and Addison Pillis, who have really been able to terminate on offense and be able to put the ball where nobody is, hit the ball with pace and strength. That's been really key for us as well. Emily Hannibal in the back row as our libero is able to keep lots of things up and allows us to run our fast offense. And I could probably go on and on, but those are definitely the names that are coming to me right now. So,
Ipswich volleyball coach Stacy Lawrence. Again, it's the D4 quarterfinal matchup, Ipswich versus Hamilton Wenham, today at 4 at the Roundy Gymnasium at Ipswich High School. That's sports. Have a great Friday and an outstanding weekend ahead. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell here on North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.